It's not like, oh, I'm grateful for my health. It's like, let's pick out very
specific, like, things,
yeah, specific things so that we can just not say over and over like, oh, we're grateful for the cat, you know?
Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today we have another exciting episode of our investing shorts, and I'm so excited to introduce Susie and Michael back to the show. Thanks so much for coming on again, you guys.
Wow, we're excited.
Awesome. So today I would love to hear from you about mindset, habits, like how, talk about one maybe practice that you have that's helped you achieve your goals in life so far. And if you haven't heard Susie and Michael's show, you should definitely check it out. They've accomplished an amazing amount in a short amount of time. So yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah. So the first thing, you know, what we do every year, every around January 1st timeframe or December 31st, whatever, Susie and I sit down as partners in business, but also in a relationship, but we sit down and we make sure that, you know, we are on the same page. You know, we write down, we take the block out everything, get off social media, get off of whatever we're on, right? And we just a day or 2 days of just us talking with each other and talking about our goals and where we want to go in the future. So we talk about, you know, relationship goals, we talk about business goals, we talk about spiritual goals, right? So like meditation and things like that. So like, and fitness goals, of course. So we go through all these together and then we kind of come together because our why is so tightly bound. Like our end why is so tightly bound together, like that it's very surprising that a lot of these goals actually end up being very intertwined. And so that sets us up for the entire year. And then we kind of break it down. Okay, what do we have to do this quarter?
Real quick, can I just ask you a question about that? So how did you develop like your framework for what you want to talk about on a yearly basis?
So it's the Gary Keller. He's the author of The One Thing. That's how we found out about it. But so he has like an entire structure that we use. I'm 99.9% sure if you just Google Gary Keller and like couples retreat goals, you will find it. And it's phenomenal.
Awesome. Love it. Yeah. I love what like book learners you guys are. You know, you're always like pulling from different books. And I mean, it's amazing. Yeah.
Knowledge is potential.
So you're using Gary Keller's method. I mean, maybe you're making some tweaks on it, but that was the starting point. Cool. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead, Michael.
No, and I was just saying from there, we kind of break it down, you know, which quarter, you know, we have to do this by this quarter, you know, second quarter, we got to do this, third quarter, this and fourth, whatever this, right? And then from there, we break it down monthly and then we break it down weekly and then daily, right? And so from that, like I'll let Susie kind of go into our daily routine that we have as well.
So originally it was Savers from
Miracle Morning.
Yeah. From Miracle Morning.
Hal Elrod.
I was like, if we want another book.
Love Hal.
Right. So like what that includes is, wow, I got to know this. Scribing, affirmations, visualizations, exercise, reading, and well, those are the ones we do.
Yeah, I know them all too, meditation. But I'm like, meditation, is that what?
Oh,
that
yeah, is? Meditation is one. And so like we do a mix of that, right? And so what we usually do is that like the main part is we'll write down our goals and our affirmations, but we say them to each other so that like if I can remember something that Michael maybe needs to do, or he can remember something that I can do, but to make sure we're actually staying aligned. And even with that alignment, it just creates more accountability. But that's what's been really, really big, is like talking through those goals every day, talking through those affirmations every day. Cause like saying them inside your head is something totally different than saying them out loud. Like they become more real. And like when I tweak mine, Michael's all like, oh, we're going for something new, you know? It's like, yeah. You like just get that little hype when you need it. But then, I mean, like we exercise together and we do read together. We now read different books, but majority of the time we listen to the same books like throughout the day. But just doing it all together just keeps us aligned with doing this business together. And even like when it comes to running, right? Like that's when we've had a lot of really creative ideas. And so like we'll be going along, you know, and Michael's like talking into his watch and I'm like, I need your watch now, you know? And then it's gone. Yeah. But it's been like that great mix just of like setting endorphins off and hyping each other up and just making sure that our goals stay aligned. And we try to do it every morning. There are some mornings where we don't. And then, you know, sometimes we're not with each other and we try to do it from afar, but with the great 6-hour time difference, it doesn't always happen. But like, we know that coming back to it will always help us. Mm-hmm. And so we just have that reminder of like, this is why this is so great to do.
Yeah. And so just to add on to that too, is like one other thing that we do when we write everything down in the morning is as well as just write down three things we're grateful for, because just like you can be in a slump or whatever. And you're like, man, I didn't do this well at work, or I didn't do that well at work, or if, you know, we didn't get this LOI accepted or whatever. But then like, if you take a step back and you think about the things that you're grateful for, it really helps you put you in that positive mindset. So it's a great like mindset shift.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And we try to do everything from yesterday. So it's not like, oh, I'm grateful for my health. It's like, let's pick out very specific things so that we can just not say over and over like, oh, we're grateful for the cat, you know?
Yeah. You want to make sure it feels genuine and feels like something that's not just rote, right?
Yeah.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
And then how long do you spend on your morning routine when you get a chance to do it?
So we meditate for like 10 minutes. We probably scribe for like 15 minutes or something like that, 10, 15 minutes, and then exercise after that.
Yeah, that's like an hour.
Yeah, which is like an hour. So probably like an hour and a half-ish.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, that's like definitely quite a commitment. It makes sense that it would be hard to necessarily get it done every day, but I love that you guys do it together. And I do have, I don't know if you feel like sharing, I'm curious what some of your favorite affirmations, doesn't have to be like your current ones, but some that you've liked have been, if you don't mind sharing.
Yeah. So, I mean, like majority of the time, I always start mine off with like three words that I actually like to say to myself throughout the day. So it's like, I am confident, intentional, and now I can't remember my third one. Consistent. I was like, wait a second, I know this one. And so like, when I say those things to myself, like I go into meetings saying it, like I go into writing a blog saying it, so that, cause like some things can seem really like they bog you down, right? Some people get bored with writing or bored with this, but if you're like, no, I'm like confident in my writing, I'm intentional with when I'm writing and I'm consistent, so it gets easier every time, then it makes a difference. But then in between, we'll like say some stuff about our business. But then at the very end, like we always talk about being the best partner and wife. Well, I say best partner and wife for my.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, I love it. Thanks for sharing, giving us a glimpse. What about you, Michael?
Yeah, I have quite a few. So, I mean, like I'm alternating between, I'm trying to get to scratch and golf. So like I have, that's a goal for me right now. Like, so like I tell myself I'm a scratch golfer. And I think like a scratch golfer, and yeah, I perform my best under pressure, like things like that. I just tell myself, but for real estate investing, things like that, like mine is like, I'm a strong, confident, knowledgeable long distance real estate investor and biochemist, because I'm a biochemist as well. And some other things that we talked about, you know, we wanted to Yeah. Other things are like, you know, we want to reach a $1 million net worth, things like that. Like, so those are.
Yeah. Or being like, I'm a confident public speaker. So that really helped, like before we were doing the podcast. And when we were saying like, we are long distance real estate investors, we were saying that a lot before we took down our first deal. So they like blend and change with the seasons, really.
Yeah. I love it so much. I mean, I think that's just, thanks for sharing. I know that I just really appreciate hearing some of the affirmations that have been effective and useful for you in your journey so far, because, you know, people say doing affirmations. And for me, I'm always like, it feels like something that haven't really quite mastered yet is like how to do affirmations well. So yeah, thanks for sharing so much, you guys, and for sharing your routine and your goal setting yearly, and just lots of value there. So please share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and anything else you want to share.
Absolutely. So for anyone who wants to find us and learn more about us, just go to adventurousrei.com/info. And there you can learn more about like return on impact. And then you can reach out to Michael and I, and we can talk more about mindset, real estate investing, or whatever you need. And if you need to practice your affirmations with me, I'm here for you.
Awesome. I will definitely be taking you up on that. Thanks so much, Susie and Michael, for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com. For tons of free educational content to further your success.